frigid cold, ice, and snow snarled the southern plains to start the week. Residual impacts of the historic weather event will likely affect cattle markets for several weeks, says Darrell Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 16th of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Trade last week was steady in the southern plains at $114 a hundredweight on a live basis, $1 to $2 higher in Nebraska at $113 to $114, and steady to a dollar higher in the western corn belt at $112 to $115. Dress trade was steady to $2 higher at $180. The 5-area direct average steer price last week was about even with the prior week at $113.83 a hundredweight on a live basis and at $180.10 in the beef. Confirmed trade volume was 19,328 head fewer at 62,079 head. Futures markets were closed Monday in observance of President's Day. Week to week on Friday, live cattle futures closed an average of 79 cents higher, and feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.29 higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 7 cents higher Monday afternoon at $232.44 a hundredweight. Select was 48 cents higher at $221.41. With the rugged weather closing auctions on Monday, I had trendable results from just one to share at press time. That's for Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there were just 1,090 head. Feeder steers and heifers sold unevenly steady, except for $10 higher for feeder heifers weighing 450 to 500 pounds. Equity markets were also closed Monday in observance of President's Day. Week to week on Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 310 points higher, the NASDAQ closed 239 points higher, and the S&P 500 was up 48 points. Also, West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed an average of $2.57 higher last week through the front six contracts. The severe weather will likely boost energy markets this week. Prolonged bone-chilling temperatures in the southern plains, along with ice and snow, are being described as once-in-a-generation or downright history-making. According to the National Weather Service on Monday, an unprecedented and expansive area of hazardous winter weather continued into President's Day as disruptive snow and ice accumulations transpired across the south-central U.S. Meteorologists there explained the wicked weather across much of the continental United States was due to a combination of strong Arctic high pressure supplying sub-freezing temperatures and an active storm track escorting waves of precipitation from coast to coast. Sub-zero temperatures and wind chills were expected to last several more days as the storm system tracked from the southern plains toward the northeast. It was preceded last week by the Arctic blast across the northern and central plains. Wheat pasture cattle and other stockers are no doubt experiencing reduced gains or even weight loss in these conditions, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. He adds that many cattle grazing dual-purpose wheat will need to be removed and marketed in the next 2 to 3 weeks, very likely at lighter weights than expected. Peel notes feeder cattle prices in the state last week were 3 to 10% lower as decreased demand overwhelmed the significant decline in auction volume. Some markets in the region closed last week and will this week. Further, Peel explains, reduced feedlot performance will show up as lower carcass weights in the coming weeks. The residual impacts of this historic weather event will likely affect cattle markets for several weeks. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 16th of February. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.